Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master B.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing addition, and rappers are coming up, get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with us.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing, a master and graphics, just download it all. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content for you to do. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
I'm
back up
always, we brought up, it's we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. Motherfucker. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. To come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS of life, dog. Hip hop, AD, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, still me, sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's the Murder Master Music Show. Free the homie gang, destroy. See these rappers on these streets, I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Manila strong, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drums, let's get it on.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. It's episode 631, Murder Master Music Show. If those of you that tune in on a regular basis, you know our show has definitely done a lot of stuff, pertaining to Ruthless Records over the years. Eazy-E, of course, rest in peace. Matter of fact, we just had his daughter Erica on the last episode for her father's new tombstone unveiling for September 7th in Compton. But tonight, we got a guest that played a huge role in the early development of Ruthless because he was on a lot of songs. Matter of fact, you heard part of a song that he was on that never heard the light of day. I'm talking about Rendezvous. Those of you that had the album N.W.A. and the Posse, you should know songs like L.A. is the Place. He did with Easy. The funny one like Fat Girl. That shit was hilarious. But Rendezvous was around there during the early stages of N.W.A. as well as the early stages of West Coast hip hop. So let's chop it up with him and find out exactly, how far back his roots go in the game in the West Coast. Rendezvous, welcome to the show, homie. How are you doing?
I'm doing it. How about you, man?
Man, I'm doing real good. A huge honor to have you on the show because I bought this record when I was a kid, and, it's phenomenal album, and I always wondered what happened to Rendezvous. I always thought you were a dope MC, a dope artist, but we'll get into that in a minute. Let's go back, homie. Where do your roots go back as far as West Coast hip hop is concerned?
Ruthless Records, man. That's where it goes back.
So you started rapping, at the time when Easy was forming Ruthless Records. You didn't do anything before that.
Nah, yeah, when that was it, man. My boy came and hollered at me, and presented an opportunity for me. So we did L.A. as the Place, man. That was the first one.
And this was what, 87?
About 86.
Oh, okay.
This is before the Posse and N.W.A. and all that. Back then, it was Eazy-E and Rendezvous.
So it was just you and Eazy back then, at first.
Right, on the first thing, yeah. And then N.W.A. was like in the wings. It became N.W.A. also. It went another route.
Uh-huh. So he started, you know, making music, you know what I'm saying, with different artists, you know, whatnot. You know, like we had Crazy D on the show. Is that you
right,
on the cover of NWA and the Posse next to Crazy D?
Nah, I'm not on that, man. I'm not on the album cover.
You're not
on the album cover.
Okay.
Nah, I'm not there, man. You know, camera shy.
Yeah, I was always trying to figure out who you were on that cover. You know, I kind of figured it was that dude right there. But so this, you were there before the DOC came down from Dallas, before, you know, Easy was working with CIA, you know, with Cube and whatnot. You were the first MC, so to speak, that Easy was working with.
Right. You can say that, yep. It was a joint thing, man. It was Eazy-E and Rendezvous. That's what it started off at first. And then it went NWA.
Okay. So before, I always thought in reverse. I always thought, okay, it was NWA, and then they got Eazy in the booth and taught him how to rhyme and whatnot. And then came the Eazy, but you're saying it was just going to be Eazy-E and Rendezvous before the whole NWA thing started.
Yeah, that's what it was. That Boys in the Hood, that was the second record. L.A. at the Place was the first one, and it was on the back of Boys in the Hood.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. They had it on the label. Yeah, L.A. is the Place. So when the NWA thing started, you were you not with it? Or how did you not, you know, become part of NWA?
I was still around, but I wasn't involved in the NWA like that. I didn't really want to be a rapper. It was on some, you know, record label owner type stuff. That was the opportunity I was with. I didn't really care to be a rapper, but to start things off, that's what we did.
So basically, you know what I'm saying, you wanted to be more or less in the executive seat with Easy.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, I was, pretty much. I contributed like that.
Now, were you there when Easy met Jerry Heller, or was that, did that come after you departed?
I was there too.
Oh, okay. So you pretty much were there at the conception, the birth, so to speak, of this whole movement then.
For sure, that's what I'm saying. That's why it was Easy and Rendezvous. Dre was making the beats, so funky, you know what I'm saying? And Cube was writing the rhymes.
Oh, and you wrote your own rhymes, so I imagine.
Wrote some of them.
Oh. Was that, being a rapper, was that something, you know what I'm saying, that came natural to you, or was it something that you had to work at, like Easy had to?
Yeah, about the same. Had to work at it. I mean, you know, when you hear it, you know, you think you can do it, but when you in there and you're doing it, it ain't the same. You know what I mean? So you got to work at it, especially. Yeah, it may sound good to you, but it didn't sound good to Drake. So it was work. Like, even before we went in the studio to record it, we would go to Lonzo's house, and we would practice in his studio. I actually lost my voice rehearsing that song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You guys are doing a shitload of takes, huh?
Well, no, I mean, we was rehearsing it before, so we wouldn't waste that money, you know?
Yeah. You want to go in there and just knock it out quick. Yeah, I got you.
Right. Because like I said, we didn't have no experience with that. We didn't know nothing about that. That was That was Dre. He knew about the studio and everything. So we, you know. Dre was, man, y'all need to practice. Man, I never been in a recording studio before until then.
So, Dre, you know what I'm saying, when you were in the studio with him at that stage, was he easy to work with at that stage, or was he like a perfectionist? Like, how was he in the studio?
Perfectionist, but even before that, even before I ever been in the studio with Dre, I know Dre for some content before the records, when he was in a little DJ crew called High Power DJ Crew, and he was the DJ. And I used to watch him make the little mixtapes and things, and you know, I knew then he knew what he was doing with the equipment he was working with, you know.
Yeah.
And when we went to the studio, I was like, and then after that, he went and was doing the stuff with the wrecking crew.
So you knew him way back then, him and Clientele and everybody.
Well, I met Clientele when we started to do this Ruthless.
Oh.
And because, you know, Dre was still, you know, doing some things with the World Class Wrecking Crew, too. So that's how I got to meet Clientele and Lonzo, too, actually, through Dre.
Okay. So you knew Dre before anybody then, pretty much.
Before who? Before the world?
Yeah, before World Class. But did you know Dre before Easy, or did you meet Easy first?
No. I met Dre because of Easy.
Oh, okay. So you met Easy first then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I known Eric since we was kids, since we was single digits.
Oh, wow. You guys go back that far. Okay. You grew up together then.
Right. I found out he was a little older than me, because you know he was you know a little short dude, but I used to see him all the time, and he'd be on the move, you know, walking. But I used to say, "Dang, you know, and that little boy, he should be moving." And then, you know, I didn't know. I thought we was about the same age. So I could never leave because I was too young. I thought he was the same age, like, you know, 7, 8, like me. But he was doing his thing. He's a little couple of years older. Yeah.
So you guys lived on the same block. So you knew his parents.
Yeah, he
and everything.
Like, oh, yeah, no doubt.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope, man. And what was he like at that young of age? We always hear stories how he was when he was a little bit older, you know, running around the streets and whatnot and doing stuff. How was he as a kid, man? Did you see that he had those talents and abilities in him at that young of an age?
What, to rap?
to be a businessman.
Oh, yeah, he's ambitious, no doubt. And, you know, when we was kids, we do stuff like, you know, flipping on mattresses and things. And Eric was the best, like, flip-flopper, you know, the gymnast on the block. Had nobody could fade Eric. So he was like, you know, he always had that far back as I can remember.
So he was very, like, acrobatic. I've seen pictures of him, like, on a skateboard and stuff like that. So he was pretty good with all that then.
He was good with the gymnastics. It wasn't nobody on the block could fade him. And I think he probably could have went to went to the Olympics or something, man. He was that good.
Wow.
For real.
Wow. So, you know, fast forward a few years, and you guys, you know, you're growing up together and whatnot, and then, you know, you guys start doing the Ruthless thing. And what happened to where, you know, you said, you know what, I'm not going to do this no more, or I don't want to be a part of, you know, NWA moving forward?
Oh, I never said that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
It was just, you know, some differences of opinions, you know, and things went their way. And, you know, then Jerry Heller come in and things changed, you know.
So Jerry Heller, he kind of, you and him didn't see eye to eye, I take it.
Yeah, you could say that.
But after you know what I'm saying, after your departure from the Ruthless and everything, did you stay in touch with Easy after that? Did you ever get to talk to him before he passed? Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't really trying to, you know, be in the light, man. I was on, my thing was, I wasn't trying to portray that, you know, that gangster image, man. I didn't think it was good for the folks, you know what I mean, my peoples. I couldn't bear it didn't sit cool with me. You know, gangbanging, I'm going to glorify gangbanging, you know what I'm saying?
And you being from Compton, you seen the destruction firsthand yourself. Would it be fair to say that you just didn't want to, like, did you think that the music would eventually contribute to that?
Well, yeah, that's what it did. You know, it was there, you know, gangbanging was there, but it wasn't no music or anything or no image glorifying it, so to speak, you know?
Yeah.
Even though, like, okay. What happened?
No, go ahead.
No, I was saying that was just me.
Yeah. It's not for everybody, you know. I mean, I respect that. Even though I love the music, you know what I'm saying, I respect that, you know. You know, some people just, they don't want to do that. What if Eric in NWA would have went in a different direction, a hip-hop, like a Run-DMC type of thing? Would you have been more down with that?
Well, what I'm saying is, in a sense, they were, but the way that the imagery was, they wasn't really gangbanging, truthfully.
Yeah. Like Cube was a, you know, he was a good student, and Yella and them, they wasn't in Dre, they wasn't in the streets. So the only one that was really in the streets was pretty much Easy.
Yeah, and me. I was with him.
So when they, like, when the movie Straight Outta Compton comes out, and the opening scene, I don't know if you've seen it, but the opening scene, you know, Easy's running from the cops. They do a raid and whatnot. He kicks out a window and stuff. Was that accurate depiction of your and Easy's life at that time?
No.
Not at all, huh?
It was. Yeah, that was for, you know, that's movie magic right there, but wasn't no saints.
Oh. I was kind of hoping they would do, like, an Easy Does It film, you know, where they focus more on, you know, him growing up like you're talking about right now, you know.
Right.
And how he developed into who he was. But after you left, or didn't see eye to eye with Jerry or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Did you want to do your own thing in hip hop, or did you just say, you know what, I'm done altogether?
Like I said, I wasn't no rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I spend my money on some studio time and promote an artist before I try to get up and rap. That rapping, you know, that was just for that purpose, because my nigga asked me, and I said, yeah. So that's what happened.
Yeah, you and Easy, you made some of them early songs together, you know, Fat Girl, L.A. is the Place, and then that one that was never released, they, Crazy D let us play on the show. I let you hear it the other day. What was that song called? Because Easy was mentioning your name in the beginning of the song.
I couldn't tell you.
You remember that song. You remember recording it, though, don't you?
Yeah, when you sent it to me and I played it, yeah, I remembered it. It was a whole lot of stuff that, you know what I mean? That's, when you hear it, then it came back to me. But just to jot it down and all that, nah. When you played it, I remembered it.
So is there more songs that you and Easy did together that never seen the light of day out there?
It's a lot of recordings probably that ain't gonna see the light of day.
Oh. That's a shame, because this snippet that I heard, you know, I was like, wow, man, I want to hear the rest of this. I want to hear, all that stuff. Like, we had the Ghetto Boys on before, and DJ Ready Red and Star Jukebox. They said there's a whole Ghetto Boys album from 1989 that never seen the light of day, because they scrapped it and then they changed the lineup of the group. But it's like, as a fan, when I hear that, I'm thinking, shit, I'm never going to hear this. You know, I'm going to die not hearing this Ghetto Boys record, you know?
Right. It's a whole lot of ruthless stuff that never seen the light of day. It was a lot of, man, at that time, it was a lot of folks coming to Ruthless, even before the fame. You know what I'm saying? It was a beautiful time.
Huh. And it started picking up steam. And, you know what I'm saying? Did you ever think, though, that it would get as big as it got? I mean, you're talking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and movies and all this stuff.
I'd have to say, yeah, considering who was involved. I would put my money on Dre any day. Back then, you know what I'm saying? So that's like a no-brainer. And then Cube came in and he was pinning them rhymes so fast, you know, because like I said, didn't know nothing about writing no raps like that. And shit, it was perfect. All you had to do is just let that do what it do and keep putting the money behind it.
Yeah. You guys, I mean, like you said, you had a lot of fun at that time. You know, so an average day, you know what I'm saying, when you guys were making those music, making those tracks, you know what I'm saying? You be at Easy's crib, or where would y'all be?
Eric House.
Yeah. You ever go and visit like his mom or his kids or anything, or you seen his children?
I was on the block 2 days ago.
Oh wow.
But I didn't see his mom. or no, you know, no folks.
Yeah, his daughter Erica was telling me that people come from all over the place just to drive by, just to go
yeah,
see.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Your neighborhood where you grew up has kind of become an iconic area now. You know, and you played a part in that. You know what I'm saying? Do you ever, ever wish things went differently, or are you content and happy with the way things turned out as far as you saying, you know what, I'm not going to do this. I just don't want no part in
it. Well, it I ain't say I didn't want any part of it. It's just the way things, you know, went down, man. That's all. I mean,
yeah.
That was an opportunity. You know, I can see that. It's just the way that things went down.
Oh. But you said you and Easy, you guys were able to reconcile, though, weren't you?
Right. I mean, I'm saying, I wish he was here today, homie.
Oh.
I know, like, some people who was hella hot about how things went down. But, I mean, I know, like I said, I've known him since we was kids. I know his mom, knew his pops, cousins. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like I just went to school with him. And then we just saw each other at school. We's on the block. We played together. We been in each other's houses and stuff like that.
And him and Dre, him and Dre were friends too. When they kind of fell out, you know, were you shocked by that, or did you see that coming?
I'm going to say I was just as surprised when it happened to me.
Oh.
Because, I mean, you got Dre and Ice Cube, homie.
An Arabian Prince, too. He left. So you were the first to pretty much go, and the Arabian Prince left, then Cube, then Dre. Yella kind of stuck around, ran whatnot. What was your thoughts of, NWA Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I mean, that was huge. I remember we had Yella on the show. He was talking about telling everybody to go vote, and that first year they had him on the ballot, they didn't get it. Then eventually they got it. That right there is huge.
Oh, no, that's some beautiful shit.
A handful
shit.
Of groups to be in there.
Right, right. Definitely made history. That's beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah, I was cool with all. That's beautiful. They deserve it. They put in the work. That's you know what I'm saying? That's good.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. You
yeah.
Know, what did you decide to do after you left the group? Did you like get in the entertainment industry at all, or did you just leave the entertainment industry altogether?
Yeah, pretty much just not altogether. I would dibble and dabble every now and then.
Yeah, because I always wondered what happened to you. I was always looking in the record store to see if I could find a tape or something, you know. But what do you like? Do you like oversee other projects or anything like that? Or
yeah, I wasn't having any aspirations of being a rapper, entertainer. You know what I'm saying? I was on the opportunity of that record label and what you could do with that record label. and the money you can make.
Yeah. Well, what about in 2019? What if, you know what I'm saying, something rises where so much, you know, calls you back to the game, would you come back and do anything in the music industry in 2019 or no?
Well, I'm kind of doing something now, but like I said, I'm not rapping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't rap nothing. I can't even rap a gift on Christmas, man.
That about sounds like me. That's why I do interviews.
Right.
I feel that.
I'm more of a your talent should be out there. Like when me and Eric was doing it, we would roll around and we would have conversations about, you know, it was like, man, shit. Motherfuckers knew, and they was coming. Everybody wanted to be a star. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You had to. That part was easy. You could go find someone, and you know you had, like I said, Dr. Dre. I can't say nothing. Dre. You can make anybody blow up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like what they did with Easy. This is a guy who couldn't rap. He had to punch in the lines one at a time. Were you there when they did the Boys in the Hood record?
Yeah. Yep. Fat Girl on My Jock, all that.
Wow.
Yeah, I was
now,
there.
After
no
he
doubt.
Did the Boys in the Hood, did he get? I mean, was it easy for him to bust some rhymes without having to do all those takes?
Well, I'm saying he got better, of course.
Yeah.
But it took some it took some practice, because it may sound good to you, but if it don't sound good to Dre, you're doing it over. And you know, shit, you don't want to piss him off, and you know what I'm saying? Have him like, ah, nigga. So you know, you gonna do it. He had to hear for it. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole nother story.
Yeah, Dre just. I mean, he knows what he's doing. And everything just fell into place, you know. You know, with yourself, you know what I'm saying? You said you got something going on now. Can you speak about it, or is it kind of under wraps?
Yeah, I can't speak on it right now, man. I don't want to let the cat out the bag or put nobody in a situation.
But we could probably expect it like maybe next year or
work. Well, I can't say I'm working on a mixtape with some folks.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. What are your thoughts on the rap game today, though? A lot of the elements seem to be disappearing. I mean, like the DJs, they're getting rid of the DJs. They're getting rid of the fucking rhymes. Cats are mumbling. I mean, what are your thoughts on all that? And how it's, I wouldn't say evolving. I'd say devolving. Do you agree or you got a different opinion?
Well, I'm like, well, you know, shit. It's a free country. You know what I mean? It's wide open now. Anybody can express themselves, and if somebody like it, they like it, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what's up, man. I'm looking forward to whatever you got coming. I mean, I'm definitely going to support it and check it out, you know, and let people know about it when it drops. And Well, what about, you know, a lot of guys, you know, that were there, you know, I don't know if they're doing, you know, movies or books or whatnot. Do you plan on doing anything like that, a documentary or something along those lines?
It is a possibility on that, too, if, or, you know, the right opportunity comes. I mean, really, man, I wasn't really tripping. And after that, I would dig music. I would listen to certain kind of, you know, rap. Like, the new stuff is cool. Some of it I like. Some I can dig. I'm not up on it all. So, I listen to other kind of music, but I listen to all kind of music, but I don't have rap playing all the time. You know what I'm saying? It might be some old school, but the new stuff is cool. I like some of the producers and things, and some of the, you know, the rappers. So, I can't call no names.
Some dope talent out there. There really is. It's just,
yeah, I mean, I might say I like them, but I don't know who they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that, you know, and no disrespect. I'm just not up on, you know, I don't listen to, you know, the rap music every day.
Well, you know, you and Easy and everybody opened up the doors in Compton. And now you got cats like Kendrick Lamar, who is very talented,
right,
getting all kinds of notoriety and things like that. How does it make you feel knowing that you're one of them dudes that open up the doors in Compton for other cats?
I mean, you know, you know, mixed feelings, good, proud, you know, flat.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a huge honor to be able to talk to you, man, because, like I said, all these years I wondered, man, what happened to that cat Rendezvous? You know, and now that I know you got some stuff in the works, and, you know, I definitely want to keep in touch with you. The homie, shout out to homie Clientele, he's the one that, you know, put me in touch with you. What's the relationship like with him, man? He's doing a lot of things, film and, yeah, you know, music still. What's your relationship like with Clientele?
I haven't spoken to him since that time he texted me to get at you about that last year. Yeah,
oh,
you know,
okay.
Yeah, mostly I talked to D, Crazy D.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Crazy D. Man, how's he doing these days? I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. He doing all right?
Yeah, he cool, man. He's grinding.
Yeah.
Right now, he a hard man to catch. So, you know, he up to something. But, yeah, back in the day, before all the good stuff, he used to come to my house. And, you know, he was real passionate about it, writing the rhymes and everything, real, real passionate about it. And he used to come to my house. I remember he went and bought a little Ford track. He was serious.
Yeah.
And so he used to come, you know, we had a little rhyme writing sessions.
So you and Crazy D, you guys, you know what I'm saying, you guys came up together, you know, and you're still cool now. Do you ever plan on maybe doing something with him in the future?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. D busy. Every time I talk to him, he's doing something. So,
yeah,
you know, he's busy, man.
He put out another song that he did with Dre called Gin and Sacco. You remember that one at all by any chance?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that stuff, when you hear it, it comes back to you. You know, like, oh, yeah, I remember recording this. Or, you know, that's got to be, you know what I'm saying, amazing to hear some of those records. I hope we get to hear more of them in the future. Somebody's sitting on them somewhere. You know, but, you know, your story in itself, man, it's a huge story. I mean, you were part of history. You know, and, man, I wish you nothing but the best. And I'd love to be able to talk to you again, man, especially when you put out the project you're talking about. You know, definitely like to showcase it to the listeners, you know.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, like I'm saying, I got people I mess with, man. I just didn't ask their permission to throw their name out there. You know what I'm saying? And I don't do that. But
no doubt. I understand.
Yeah.
You know, when the time is right, you know, we'll bring them on. You know, we'll
right.
You know, preview whatever you guys got. You know, you know, they're coming up on the 7th. Like I said, they're going
right.
to do his daughter's doing his tombstone unveiling.
Right.
When he passed, you know, a lot of people, you know, had mixed thoughts on it. A lot of people say the man was completely healthy one minute, and then the next minute, full blown AIDS. A lot of people say it
right.
doesn't add up. Did you see him leading up before he passed? Did you get a chance? Like, when was the last time you talked to Easy?
Probably when he passed, it was probably a couple of years. The last time I saw him was in Compton on the block at his mom's house, and he was telling me that L.A. is a place that went gold in France. And I was like, oh, yeah. And that was about the last time I saw him. Then I did my own thing, you know. Next thing you know, I'm getting a phone call, and you know I hear that, and then they told me how, and I was like, I didn't believe it. Knowing them how I knew, you know what I'm saying? Knowing them how I knew, I didn't believe it.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people don't. I know his daughter, Evie, she's working on a documentary called Ruthless Scandal. She believes
right.
there's foul play in the mix. So do a lot of other people.
Right.
You know, regardless of how he passed, it's a shame he's not here to be with his kids. You know.
No doubt. Yeah. Exactly.
That's the main thing. You know, are you gonna go to the tombstone unveiling in Compton on the 7th or no?
I'm not sure, man. You know, like I said, I don't really do crowds.
Yeah.
So I may hit the block, you know, on that day, but I don't know if I believe they're supposed to go to the cemetery or something.
Yeah. And then afterwards,
right,
I think they're going to have his sons are going to perform afterwards at they're going to go to a club and perform.
Yeah. I forgot the name of it too.
Yeah. So you stay in touch. Do you stay in touch? I mean, like a lot of the old Ruthless guys, you know what I'm saying? They get together on the, you know, Eazy-E birthdays and things of that nature. Do you stay in touch with any of the guys from back in them days? Like, I know you said Crazy D. Any of the other ones?
Nah. Nope. I haven't, man. Pretty much just doing my thing, you know?
Oh yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Rendezvous, it was a huge honor having you on the show. Before we get out of here, though, is there anything you want to say? You know, any shout outs, anything, man? The floor is yours, brother.
Oh man, thank you for you know, having me, man. That's you know, shout out. I don't know, man. You know.
It's an honor. It's a huge honor, man. I appreciate you taking the time out to do this, you know, because like I said, you know, many of us that grew up listening to the ruthless music, we're all familiar with you. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of us wondered, man, what happened to that cat? You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad to finally catch up with you.
Yeah, I lost the interest after what went down, man. I was like, cold game.
That's, it is, man. The music industry is a bitch, man. It's full of a lot of snakes, man. A lot of fucked up people in this game, unfortunately.
So
I understand, you know. Plus, like you said, you're not big in the crowds and everything, you know, and. It's definitely, you know, I respect your decision for doing what you did. Every man has to make their own decision, you know, and, you know, so hats off to you, salute to you. And, you know, anytime, you do anything, you know, whatever, man, you're always welcome on the show.
Oh, no doubt. Hey, damn, man, I forgot what I was about to say. That's crazy. But yeah, thank you, bro. And shit, I never thought that anybody would even have any interest, truthfully. You know what I mean? So thanks for having some interest, bro.
Oh man, hey, like I said, huge honor. I mean, you know, I remember Crazy D. I think it was Crazy D. He told me, he's like, you should interview Rendezvous. And then then Clientele told me, and he tried to connect us. And I'm just glad it went down because I know our listeners, man, they love the NWA stuff and the Eazy-E and, you know, cats been wondering about you. But, yeah, man, I'm sure a lot of people want to know what's been going on with you.
If they're interested, man, you know, if your folks show some interest, man, you can hit me up. We go live or whatever, you know what I'm saying? They can ask some questions maybe they want to ask if it's interesting. Like I said, I didn't think nobody gave a hot diggity.
Well, they sure do, brother, and I'm gonna stay in touch with you, and I'll definitely be at you, man.
Sure.
You take care of yourself, and you know, we'll chop it up real soon.
For sure, man. I guess, yeah, man. I'm a shout out to my homeboy DJ T, my little homie, nephew, I guess, Cali boy, Hard Rock. Known him since he straight out of Compton, real Compton night, and you know, them some folks I know, and you know the Wright family, no doubt.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right, you know,
right family, and
that's family.
Yeah,
even through all of whatever, you know what I mean? It was all of this was way before the ruthless, and it got ruthless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. You know, you're able to, like you said, still be able to have fond memories of your boy E, and regardless of what went down, you know, you guys didn't see eye to eye,
right,
or whatever. You and Jerry didn't see eye to eye, you know. But you know, if you were wanting to not do the gangster rap, and that's ultimately what they did. I still commend you for your decision, man, because everybody, you know, you got, as men, we have codes that we got to stand by. And if that's something you didn't want to do, and no shade to them for doing it, you know what I'm saying? Props to them, because if they hadn't done it, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, you know. But props to you for sticking to your guns.
Well, I'm saying also, man, I was just like, man, I just felt we didn't need Jerry at, you know, we were spending our own money. So, when, you know, it's just crazy. That's all. Huh. Just crazy. It's just crazy. And then I talked to you about it another time, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, brother. Before we do get out of here, again, I want to thank you, Rendezvous. You know, if people want to check you out, man, get in contact with you, man, what's the best way they can do so, brother?
Oh, man, they can hit me on that Instagram, Compton Rendezvous, R-O-N-D-E-V-U, on Instagram, Compton Rendezvous.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. And again, thanks again for calling into the show. Huge honor. And hopefully we can do it again in the future, man.
Oh, no doubt, man. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, man.